social health concern or a scourge on our society, and do something that's proactive to abate these things. Want to talk about a petition that the Ontario Civil Liberties Association has actually launched online against a one-time mayoral candidate in Mississauga, who he claims he's being politically targeted for some of the things that he said that are really rankled certain people of an identifiable community. I wanted to speak to that issue in just a moment with our panel this afternoon, Daniel Moulton and Carlene Nation. Always topics worthy of discussion. That's our segment right now with our panel. Carlene Nation, media strategist at One Nation PR Group here in Toronto, and Daniel Moulton, who's a consultant with Crestview Strategy, serving in several senior legislative posts, advising Provincial Ministers Sousa and Duncan. Never Yasser Naqvi, though, right?
No.
Okay, well, because Yasser Naqvi, as the Attorney General, had been consulted with the by the Peel Regional Police when it comes to this guy, Kevin Johnston, who one time ran for mayor, but he's been known as somewhat of a boat rocker on social media, and to the extent that he's written blogs about the Muslim community and Muslim students praying in schools, even offered $1,000 for anyone who could provide some YouTube evidence of something toxic or antisocial being said in some of the sermons there or the lessons. And this drew enough attention, I guess, and complaints that the Peel Regional Police, in aggregate, they cited some other things but weren't specific, to have him charged, but they needed to go to the AG, Yasser Naqvi, to ask him if they could lay charges. And they did for willfully spreading harmful news. Well, it turns out now the Ontario Civil Liberties Association is asking the AG to overturn that decision, reverse it, because they think that this is too extraordinary a step that doesn't merit this kind of a sledgehammer when it's a complaint against a guy who's just got an opinion that may seem odious, but that's all it is. It's his opinion. Daniel, let me ask you as a lead, do we need to resist the urge to charge people here with this Criminal Code 319 section hate crimes legislation when they're just offering up what I said might be odious opinion? Is that the right response?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I think this is the right response. I mean, this demonstrates quite clearly that there are consequences to spewing the kind of hate that this man is accused of spewing. It's not just
is it hate?
Odious. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you look at the quotes, the things that he said online, the blogs that he's posted. They're not just comments or just blog posts about the Muslim community in Canada. It's quite targeted hatred. And I think what we're seeing here is police, using their authority to say that there are consequences for inciting violence and hatred against people. I mean, he said he encouraged. Said that he would be have a big fat smile on his face, quote, if someone shot the Muslim MP in his community. I mean, that's the exact sort of thing that we should be looking to stop in our society. And I think that the police are using their authority quite correctly in this case to demonstrate that when you go out there and you encourage violence or you incite hate against a specific minority community, there's going to be consequences for it.
All right. So the Ontario Civil Liberties Association is offside in suggesting that he has not really specified any individuals. You're saying it's his local MP. He is actually being very specific about targeting here.
Well, I know that was one of the videos that he had posted on his platform online. I'm not sure. I don't think that the police have been very clear about the Mississauga police have said exactly what they what they've charged him specifically for. I'm sure that'll come out in due course. But once again, this is important. It's important for folks to understand that there are consequences for targeting hatred like this.
All right. And you're right. I would wish that they'd be a little more specific, because when it leaves a credibility issue there that the cops, are they overreacting? Is it overreach? What cite the very, very specific nature of the crime? Otherwise, it's starting to seem, third worldish and even kangaroo courtish. Let me ask you, though, Carlene Nation, when the Ontario Civil Liberties Association and their free speech absolutists, they think, unless you're really, really targeting an individual, do we need a law to really come down like a ton of bricks on this dude?
You know what? The problem is we still haven't got all the details about why this man was charged. We know he's made some odious comments and comments that Muslim Canadians felt very threatened by. Is it hate speech? Is it hate speech? Did he call for the killing of all Muslims? My point is this.
I didn't get that anywhere.
No, I see. I have an issue with this because I think we have a provincial government, the Kathleen Wynne government, that has introduced prayers in the schools, a secular school system. Many Ontarians, many Canadians oppose this. I believe you can oppose it without threatening other groups and using language that threatens, say, the Muslim Canadian community.
Okay, but Daniel, so, to the points that he made, does that in your mind constitute direct incitement of violence towards an identifiable
unless
group or person?
Unless he said so clearly, how can you charge him with a hate crime? How do you do that? So what needs
to
happen here?
Well, I just wanted to clarify.
Because this case was so high profile and so significant, all the details of what he's being charged with should have been made public.
All right. Well, again, the idea that the Attorney General would weigh in and give his consent to proceeding on the charges.
And he should have made it clear why he made that decision. Is it to politically shut up this guy for criticizing the Wynne Liberals for introducing prayers in school, in a secular school system? That's the broader issue here.
Well, okay.
That's a pretty heavy accusation to throw out there.
No, it's not an accusation.
And I know that the Civil Liberties Association are suggesting that this is politically motivated, which I think is a bit rich. I think it's a bit of a case of trying to wiggle their way or wiggle this guy out of the rightful charges that are being brought against him. And I think in due course, the police will be more specific as to which posts on the social media platforms were used to convey this message.
I think they should have made that clear.
Accused him of.
They should have made it clear right from the top so that everybody knows why he's being charged with a hate crime. It's heavy duty to charge someone with a hate crime versus free speech. We have free speech and we have a hate crime. Why was he charged? Why not make it public? Why not put it out there so everybody can see what he's being charged with? I find that to be a problem.
Well, look, I'm not the Mississauga police. I didn't choose to lay this charge against him. But I encourage listeners, check out this guy's website. I don't think it'd be very hard to find a message of hate there. It's almost immediately available when you log onto his social platform.
All right, for their point, the Ontario Civil Liberties Association has this petition that's going out, or it's online anyway. They say that instead of jailing this individual, the government should allow these matters to be resolved through public debate. That's why we bring it up here. It's public debate. I appreciate you coming in. Moved along very quickly. Daniel Moulton, again, consultant with Crestview Strategy. Caroline Nation, media strategist at One Nation PR Group. Thank you to you both.
Topics worthy of discussion.